evening. This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to a road mishap in the Tanahun district of Nepal. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said that the Indian embassy is providing all possible assistance to those affected. He expressed his condolences to the bereaved families and wished the injured to recover at the earliest. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi today has announced ex gratia of rupees 2 lakh for the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund. The Indian Embassy in Kathmandu said that 27 Indians lost their lives in the accident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wrapped up his historic visit to Ukraine today. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said that he came to this great nation with the aim of deepening India-Ukraine friendship. During the bilateral talks with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, PM Modi emphasized the need for Ukraine and Russia to engage in direct negotiations to find a peaceful solution, reaffirming India's consistent support for peace since the conflict began in February 2022. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that India can be a key influence in the global diplomatic efforts to end the war between his country and Russia, and also proposed India as a possible host for the second Ukraine Peace Summit following the first in Switzerland in June. Further, Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment to peace and respect for national sovereignty and territorial integrity, and later thanked Ukraine's government and people for their warm hospitality. In a major development in R.G. Carr Medical College rape and murder case, Kolkata, the Central Bureau of Investigation is conducting polygraph tests on 7 individuals, including former R.J. Carr Medical College Principal Sandeep Ghosh and 2 Kolkata Police civic volunteers, including Sanjay Rai, who is currently in jail. 4 doctors who were with the victim are also undergoing tests. The necessary approval for the polygraph test was given to CBI by the Silda Court. Sanjay Rai was given 14 days jail custody yesterday by the same court. Additionally, the special investigation team has handed over crucial documents to the CBI following a directive from the Calcutta High Court. MLN Nabam Vivek of Doimukh inaugurated a new parking shed and handed over an ambulance to the Health and Wellness Center in Sopo under the Rose Panchayat segment yesterday. The ambulance, donated by NEPCO's Pare Hydro Project as part of its CSR initiative, aims to enhance emergency response in the area. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Vivek emphasized that timely access to medical care can save lives, and this ambulance will enhance the capacity of the Health and Wellness Center, Sopo, to respond swiftly to emergencies, thereby improving health outcomes for our community. Mr. Krishna Nayaka, a dedicated yoga instructor and Padyatri from Mysuru, Karnataka, visited Rajiv Gandhi University as part of his nationwide journey to promote physical and mental well-being on Friday. Having covered over 13,000 kilometers across 19 states since October 2022, he conducted a yoga awareness session, sharing the benefits of yoga for spiritual growth and leading participants through asanas, pranayama, and meditation. Speaking on the occasion, RGU Vice Chancellor Professor Saket Kushwaha praised Mr. Krishna's dedication to promoting yoga awareness, highlighting the importance of his nationwide journey for physical and mental well-being. He commended Mr. Nayaka's efforts to inspire a healthier India through yoga and acknowledged the possible impact his visit have on the Rajiv Gandhi University community. The Union Minister of Health and Family Welfare has dedicated central government hospitals and medical institutes to adopt new dress codes for convocation ceremonies. In a letter to all the heads of the central government hospitals and medical teaching institutes, the ministry highlighted the need to move away from colonial traditions like black robes and capes, which originated in Europe. Instead, the ministry urged institutions to design convocation attire that reflects India's cultural heritage based on local traditions of each state. India's first reusable hybrid rocket, Rumi 1, was launched today from Chennai by Space Zone India in collaboration with Martin Group. The rocket, carrying 50 Pico satellite and 3 Cube satellites, reached an altitude of 35 km before returning to Earth. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.